Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm saying, well, happy Burns Night to everybody, because it being the 25th of January is the day that people celebrate the birthday of Robert Burns, exactly a month after Christmas. Well, Yuletide feels a very long time ago. Not always celebrated bang on the 25th of January. They might celebrate it the nearest Saturday to that. So having a Burns supper, because he was someone who lived in United Kingdom in the late 18th century, dying 1796. I remember learning about him when I was at prep school in North Britain. So he was from Ayrshire, born into a poor farming family. His mother was illiterate, but was quite musical and had memorized a lot of folk ballads. So he was very much literate, Robert Burns. He inclined towards radicalism in politics. He wasn't an explicitly political poet, but he was the people's poet, as it were, and he declined to take any subvention from a patron of the arts, because in those days an aristocrat might choose to have his or her salon of penniless poets, painters, sculptors, composers, musicians, and so forth, and they would paint canvases or compose paeans to the patron of the arts or patroness of the arts. Been going on in 18th century France as well. So revolution was in the air after the French Revolution. And Burns seemed to have sympathy for the common man. A man's a man for all that. So he wrote in Scots dialect. So that was the lingo of ordinary people. And so he very much identified with the working class. Now he liked his dram of whiskey, but then to make ends meet, he took employment as an excise agent, because income tax, I don't think it come in back then. They used to tax various items like window tax, but one of the things they taxed was distilling whiskey. So distilling whiskey was completely lawful, but one had to pay imposts on it. So people would have a still hidden away in the woods or something, hoping the excise agents would say, no, you owe the government a lot of money for distilling whiskey. People obviously didn't want to pay it. Remember, that was one of the things that led to Shays Rebellion in the United States shortly after the revolution, an anti-whiskey tax thing. So anyway, a lot of his poetry is actually not original. And he just took well-known doggerel, brushed it up, and published his own. I think obviously sometimes not pretending that the work was completely his own, but he'd improved some extant poetry, which was going around anonymously. Maybe the poet is unattributed to the original poet, if we even know who it was. But he said haggis, which is regarded as a poor man's fare, was in fact a magnificent thing to eat. It's sort of ovine offal. But apparently haggis originally comes from Greece. And when I found that out in a magazine, or was it the Funday Times when I was little, telling a classmate, and he just couldn't take it. Bit of cognitive dissonance. I mean, I realize an article in the Funday Times is not quite authoritative, but it was so fundamental to his Scots identity. This was a Caledonian thing. So Caledonian societies the world over will hold Burns Night. Most people who'd never peruse a page of poesy would nevertheless put their kilt on. Now, I am West British, but nevertheless, I spent 6 years in Scotland, and so I went to quite a few of these events. So Robert Burns, somewhat a fan of him in my adolescence, but they would have someone on the bagpipes piping in the haggis, often served with neeps and tatties, as in turnips and potatoes. I know in Eastern Europe this does not support the people, but turnips are only fed to swine. Right, so this is his address to a haggis, and it's in Scots, but I will just read it in my standard British English accent. Fair for your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o'er the podden race, a boon the mar ye tack your place, paint tripe of therm. Weel are ye wordy o' a grace, as lang's my am. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your herd is like a distant hill, your pin wide help to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. And so it goes on. Address as though he's speaking. This is a speech that he is dedicated in laudation of haggis. Right. So what is it in plain English saying? It's nice to see your honest, plump face. You are the great chieftain of the pudding race, not as in a race to eat it quickly, but a race as in like tribe. Above them all, you take your place. Paunch is like paunch, so belly, tripe, or lynx. Well are you worthy of a grace as long as my arm. The groaning trencher, well, you know, trenchers are massive, like a plate or whatever, or tray. There you feel your buttocks like a distant hill. Your pin would need to mend a mill in time of need, while through your pores the Jews distill like amber bead, because they might have poured some whiskey on it. Now, most people who are not Scots profess to hate it. I quite like it if it's done well. Don't have the takeaway rubbish. But around this time of year, you can find it outside Scotland, particularly in South Britain, where I reside, or even in Wetherspoons, that chain of ale houses across Ireland and Great Britain. So you can have it again any time of year, and I used to quite like it, but it's low grade, low quality meat. So what else about Robert Burns? He considered moving to the West Indies, but he never did so, actually. So a bagpiper is almost essential to it. And saying that that address to a haggis, some will say grace, as in some hay meat and cannot eat, and some what eat that want it, but we hay meat and we can eat, and say the Lord be thank it. So in plain English is some have meat and cannot eat, and some would eat that want it, but we have meat and we can eat, and so the Lord be thanked, and so on. They might serve scotch broth with it and other things like that. And whiskey Ishkabaha in Irish or Scots Gaelic, as in the water of life. So it can be a bit on the spicy side. There are different ways to do it. Some people would talk about the life of Burns. Okay, so he's well known for writing a fond kiss, such a parcel of rogues of the nation, Tam O'Shanter, which is sort of a ghost story ballad. The past of rogues of the nation is about the upper class politicians who are very selfish and so on. Addressed to a mouse, as a farmer, when he was ploughing, he turned up the ploughs, the little mouse's home, and I wouldn't murder ye with my prattle, and I wasn't going to kill you with my plough. Don't you worry, mouse, I'll leave you alone. So that is Robert Burns, and indeed you can see the house he's brought up in. He's buried somewhere in Ayrshire. So it was part of this 18th century movement. It's not quite the Romantic movement of growing national consciousness. He had no truck with Jacobitism. Not sure he was a separatist, but I'm not sure he ever left Scotland. There's certainly a pub in Edinburgh, the Grass Market, that he was said to frequent. He also composed his bawdy ballads on rather lascivious themes. Well, that is Robert Burns and Burns Night. Toodaloo.